Happy Easter, everyone. Christ is risen. Praise God. And welcome into Family Devotions with Religionless Christianity. I'm so grateful that you're here. I'm happy that you're joining us as we continue our walk through the book of Genesis, today with Genesis 12. And here we read one of the most blessed chapters in all of Scripture. Yahweh speaks to Abram and makes a covenant with him. God promises that through Abram, God would make a great nation, which is both a promise of people and land. Abram, who again is a 75-year-old man who has just departed his homeland with a wife who can't get pregnant. This truly was a most improbable promise. And here we get a picture of one of the great pictures of faith as Abram, knowing the improbability, sets out with his cousin Lot and his wife to claim the promise God had given him. Verse 5 tells us that after receiving this promise, Abram sets out from Haran with his wife Sarai, Lot, and whatever else Abram owns and heads for Canaan, which was already occupied by the Canaanite people. God then appears to Abram again and tells him that this will be the land he will give Abram and his descendants. Another improbable promise, as the land is already occupied. Yet rather than doubt, Abram builds an altar to God, trusting that his word is true. Then, after this incredible promise from God and Abram's incredible faith, we have something that only really happens in the Bible. What we would expect to read is just a continuation of Abram's trust in the Lord as he chases after the promise, but instead what we get is a reminder that Abram is just a man, and flawed in many of the same ways we are. Due to a famine in the land, Abram heads with his wife to Sarai down to Egypt. And to this point, Abram had been following God's command to head to the land he was promised. But here we don't see God telling him to go to Egypt. And as he arrives, knowing that Sarai, his wife, was beautiful, Abram devises a rather cowardly and faithless plan to tell everyone that Sarai was his sister rather than his wife, so that Abram's life would be spared. He tells Sarai that this is the plan so that it may go well with him, Abram, and that he may live, in verse 13. Abram, this great man of faith, seems to show little faith in God here and little concern over his wife, whom he should be protecting. So Sarai gets taken in by Pharaoh, and rather than Abram coming to the rescue, it's God who comes to her rescue, bringing plagues upon Pharaoh and his household until Pharaoh releases Sarai back to Abram. It's an incredible chapter of God's promise, amazing examples of faith, but also very real pictures of man's frailty, but also God's care for his people. There's so much we can learn from this chapter, but this being Easter Sunday, let's jump back to the covenant that God made with Abram, and let's look at verse 3. There God promised Abram that through his seed, all the families of the world would be blessed, and here you and I sit today as recipients of that promise. And this promise was not fulfilled in Abram's day, but rather through his family line, which ultimately brought forth the promised Messiah, Jesus Christ, and through his life and death and resurrection, every nation on earth has been blessed. We celebrate today really the fulfillment of God's promise to Abram here in Genesis 12. This promise of blessing wasn't a promise of land, wealth, families, or any of that stuff. It was a promise of eternal life, promised to all those who would place their faith in Jesus Christ, all who would confess Christ as Lord and believe God raised him from the dead. If you have done that, you are a fulfillment of God's promise to Abram here in Genesis 12. If you haven't, the promise here is available to you as well, if you would only confess and believe.
Verse 2 says, I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. God does everything he purposes to do and uses sinful man to bless undeserving sinful men. God is so gracious and merciful towards people. It just amazes me that God would do all he did, being incredibly patient with each generation, knowing how unfaithful and fearful the people he chose to use would be in his plans. Yet God always made it happen. Nothing is too hard for God. In the commentary in my Bible, makes note of God making Abram's name great, which in the previous chapter, we see those in Babel trying to do for themselves, but in their own strength. And God in his sovereign grace does just that for Abram, and in order that he would be a blessing. God is so worthy of our praise. He does all he purposes to do, and his plans are to be merciful to those who are poor in spirit. And he's demonstrated how much he loves us through the sacrifice of Jesus on our behalf, also raising him from the dead. And now Jesus sits in heaven at God's right hand, interceding for us. And we now have access to God and come to him as we are, and he will be merciful. That is what he desires people to know about him. He is the God of mercy and forgiveness. So come to him today in prayer and praise him for this. Or if you never have, come and turn away from your sin, confessing it, knowing he will be glad to forgive you of every sin. This is the whole reason Jesus died in our place. So come and partake of the greatest gift you will ever know in this life and in eternity.
And we'll end today praying from our Scottish Psalter of 1595. Today was Psalm 118. O loving and merciful Father, who never leavest them that put their trust in thee, and who, as a father, chastisest thy children for thy own health, grant that we may be built as lively stones upon Jesus Christ, the true and only foundation of the church, that for so much as he was rejected and despised of men, we may acknowledge him always for our King and Savior, that we may ever enjoy the fruit of thy mercy and goodness. Amen.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.